Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Everybody on the show that has a walk-up song has a good walk-up song, but Greenberg's hits. Every time I hear this, I'm like, I mean, I know Heavy Metal Chris is into this. Joining us now, as he does, is our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg. Hello, Neil. How do you do?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We are good, brother. Lots to discuss with your Washington Commanders. I said yesterday, I might have teased this, that this time last year, Commanders were 2-0, and the city was fired up. And you were catching shrapnel all over town because you said, yo, I know they're 2-0, but they still stink. You were proved correct.
Weekly, he said that.
By the way, you were proved correct. Now, they're 1-1, but I'm not so sure they stink. Where are we at?
Well, the numbers, like the betting markets and some of the underlying metrics, aren't real favorable for Washington. I have them as a bottom four team in that regard. But I think there's a lot of context that needs to be put around Washington and their performance and Jaden Daniels' performance, et cetera. I don't think this is a team that you can really kind of analyze with the metrics the way we can a more established team like the Bills or the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I think there's just a lot happening with Washington that is divorcing their actual performance from the underlying stats to what the coaches are trying to do with this team this season.
Mm. Explain that a little bit more.
Okay, so Jaden Daniels, his performance looks good or poor depending on what you're looking at. So, like, the game charts at Pro Football Focus have him as below average. ESPN's quarterback total quarterback rating has him below average. But he you can see the coaches are trying to bring him along slowly. So I'll give you an example. So in the first quarter of games, he's seeing a lot of zone coverage. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to get quicker passes out, you know, sometimes at or behind the line of scrimmage. His average depth of field isn't that far. So he's not going to look successful on paper doing that, but he's seeing zone coverage about 80% of the time in the first quarter. And then it starts to open up as, you know, the defenses see what he's doing, so then they kind of transition more to man coverage. So then he starts to open it up a little bit. We're seeing the offense open up. He's starting to take more shots down the field. And that progresses, and then they get maybe a little bit more conservative in the fourth quarter. But, you know, they're still kind of bringing him along. So I can see the vision of the coaching staff, what they're trying to do. And I don't necessarily think, like, the metrics matter because you have a rookie quarterback that they're trying to get to learn the NFL. So I don't really think that you can look at Washington and say they're 4 points worse than an average team or they're 2 points better than an average team. You have to look at them as saying this is a team in transition trying to bring along a rookie quarterback. Some games it's going to work, some games it isn't. But really the main thread for this season is get Jaden through the season healthy and see some progression from game one to game 17.
That said, where do you land on what we've seen so far from Jaden through two games?
I think he's looked good. I mean, he's running the football. He's showing that he can make some throws. He's obviously the best of the rookie quarterbacks this season. You know, Caleb Williams and Bo Nix are the two that come to mind. So I think he's doing fine. I mean, he doesn't have many what Pro Football Focus says are turnover-worthy throws. He only has one of those. Caleb Williams and Bo Nix have 9 combined. So I really do think there's a lot to like for what Jaden Daniels is doing. I'd like to see them open the offense a little bit more, a little bit earlier. But again, I mean, the coaching staff knows their players better than I do. So I think that so far he's looking really good.
I tend to agree with you. Sorry, go ahead, B.
No, I was like, The draft every year, we always talk about what people can't do. And I think analytics a little bit has come where you do things after the fact and you always talk about what somebody didn't do. What in analytics tell me about how good that a person is doing? I think even if they didn't do what the analytics say they should have done, but they had success, what happens and how do they calculate that?
You mean like how do we have perfect hindsight?
What I hear most times is what a person didn't do, what a person can't do. I want to hear what the hell he did do. Like, and I think
it's a good point. I mean, we're kind of always looking backwards. I think what Jaden is doing well, and what I think the analytics will kind of bear this out, is he's not getting himself into trouble. He's not making bonehead plays. You know, I know some people are criticizing maybe he's running too much, and I understand that argument. I don't know if I agree with the argument, but I understand it based on, you know, trying to keep him healthy and upright and all that other stuff. But I think Daniels is showing that he can navigate and make the transition from college to the pros. And, you know, we're seeing that that's not always the case with these quarterbacks that are taken high in the draft. Does he have stuff to work on? Of course, we all do.
Yeah.
But I do think that he is executing what the coaching staff is asking him to do, and that's be conservative earlier in the game, start to open it up, be able to read what's going on downfield, be able to read what the defenses are doing, and I think all that will be expressed in the analytics. Now you'll have to maybe hunt for those, right? Because like the all-in-one numbers may not be favorable for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that if at the end of the season, you know, you ask the coaching staff what were your goals at the beginning of the season, I think Daniels is going to check a lot of those boxes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think through two games, watching, being there, looking at the numbers, whatever metric you want to measure with Daniels, you got to be encouraged. And it's only two games. They got to play 15 more. He's got to stay healthy. But I keep going back to the fact that he doesn't turn the ball over. Oh, and by the way, he just led a game-winning drive. Like, there was once upon a time when, like, game-winning drives were stats that people kept track of, right? Now, that has all kind of shifted, and I know it's still on Pro Football Reference and stuff, but I don't know. The kid has shown a lot to me. I noticed a tweet you had that I need you to understand. You can follow Greenberg at @ngreenberg. This is from Deep Value Better that you quote tweeted, EDP. Help me understand EDP. Not ED landfill. They got pills for that. EDP. EDP, where the Commanders land sixth.
Right. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to look at the drives and figure out what should the points have been at the end of the drive based on everything that happened, right? So, you know, football can be fluky, fumble, an errant bounce, knocks off the hands, flips into a defender, interception, et cetera. So they're looking at, you know, if we see 100 of these drives made up of these components, you know, a 6-yard pass, a 7-yard run, et cetera, you know, how many points should they come away with? And it just tries to get at the talent of the team and try to strip away a lot of the noise that we see from the fluky stuff that I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, Washington is sixth in that metric, which means that their drives are really solid. Now, they're 1-1, and maybe, you know, we're not seeing, like, the scoreboard part of it.
Yeah.
But from a X's and O's execution, things going the right way, Washington's doing a lot of the right things right. And And ultimately, that's going to lead to success down the road. Now, it may not be in 2024, but what we're seeing is that Washington is becoming a very efficient team with this offense, which is surprising considering how many new parts they have.
I think when you look at Jaden and you look at the fact that they move the ball, they get new scoring position, just me looking at it, not worrying about no analytics or numbers, if they keep getting there, eventually they're going to get better at it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, right. I don't think I have to put numbers to know if a person keeps getting inside the 30, they're going to start getting in the end zone eventually.
Right, and that's exactly what this is trying to measure. So it's trying to measure that of, you know, a goal line fumble and it going the other way. It's still giving you credit for the drive, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think a lot of times we say, oh, that drive produced 0 points. But if you march 90 yards down the field, there was a lot of things that went right.
Yeah.
And that's what some of those metrics are trying to kind of give you. I mean, we see that in the NFL all the time. You know, week one, two teams winning without offensive touchdowns. You know, even though they were 1-0, you absolutely cannot rely on that type of success going forward. So that's kind of the similar type of thing that we're looking at with some of these metrics.
All the penalties that they had, I mean, these false starts, that derails a whole damn drive, and that pops up. Who do they get charted up to or blamed to?
Well, you got to blame the coaching staff, I think, in some ways to kind of, you know, get them prepared for that. You know, we talked about earlier a lot of new parts, a lot of new faces. So it's just the timing of it. I mean, everyone's learning how to play together. I know they had some preseason games, but it's nothing like regular season football. I'm not surprised by those type of penalties. I'd much rather see those type of penalties, which I think could be corrected, than, you know, just constant defensive interference or just these plays that, you know, you want to just tear into a player and you'd bench him if you could, and it just drives you insane.
Yes.
So I look at those as being correctable. You know, you can go in the film room, you can practice that with cadence and all that other stuff. But again, I mean, there's going to be growing pains. Better those type of growing pains than Jaden Daniels throwing 5 interceptions or just absolutely missing reads down the field.
I'm with you there. I think offensively there's real reasons for optimism. You got any reasons for optimism defensively?
Boy, this defense is a conundrum. I mean, it's the secondary mostly. Right? I mean,
Is it the secondary mostly? Because, see, people say that. I think that's the easy thing to say.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the consistent pressure is not on the quarterback either.
Yeah, I look, the defense is tough. I mean, the run defense is very good. I think that their tackling could be better. I think that the pass rush could be better. You know, and I think those two things, you know, kind of, if you can't tackle, the defense is going to look a lot worse, right? It doesn't really matter what else that you do. You can have perfect coverage. If you're not able to tackle, then it's all going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's just a lot of things on defense that need to be addressed. You know, it's really surprising because a couple of years ago we were talking about how good this defense was and, you know, had all the parts and, oh, if they could just get the offense together, everything's going to be good. But that's, you know, that's what happens with the NFL. So I think, you know, tackling would probably be a major concern, you know, if you want to give the secondary some slack, which I understand. But I think tackling could be a real issue.
Let's zoom out. Or quickly, how are you feeling about Monday Night Football against the Bengals for this team?
That's a tough one. I like the Bengals. I don't like the number necessarily, but I like the Bengals even though they're 0-2. But again, you don't know which Washington team is going to show up. You don't know if it's going to be the one that is trying to get the kinks out of the offense, or is it one where they say, you know what, we're opening it up from snap number one. Jaden, go do your thing. The defense can hold it together. And next thing you know, maybe you have a tight game going into the fourth quarter. So, you know, again, I mean, it's really hard to read what's going to happen with Washington. Do I think Cincinnati is the better team? Yes. But do I think there's an absolute scenario where Washington can come in and start playing the type of football that they want to play and they kind of take the training wheels off, for lack of a better term, off of Jaden Daniels and the offense, and they're very competitive in this game? I can absolutely see that, too.
I would love to see that.
fantasy question for you. I have Goff. Sam Darnold is available. Lamphill hates Sam Darnold with a burning passion. Can we trust Sam Darnold? Should I pick up Sam frickin' Darnold?
I do like Sam Darnold. I think that offense is really working out well. I actually like Sam Darnold's passing yards prop on the over. I think he'd probably be at like 245 yards. It opened up at 218. It's at like 220 now. Yeah, I think people are looking at that game against the Giants, but he didn't pass in the fourth quarter. So, like, the passing numbers were down. I think that he can absolutely run this offense. I do like Darnold way better than Goff. I would make that switch for sure.
Can I cut Jeff Wilson Jr. from the Dolphins? I'm doing this in real time, Greenberg.
All right, well, you had a good run, Wilson Jr., but time for you to go.
Who's the best team in football?
Oh, who's the best team in football that no one will admit to? Let's see. I think you got to go with the Chiefs until they prove you wrong. But New Orleans Saints looks really good.
Can they keep that going?
I think so.
Because I'm getting sick of all my friends from Louisiana calling me now.
I think they can. I think that they are a team that, because they play in the NFC South and we have some other big names out there that we can make excuses for, but I do think the Saints are the real deal.
All right.
Wow. Saints the real deal, and you're telling me to start Sam Darnold. What the hell's going
start
on?
Start him and don't look back. Hey, I also told you not to draft Christian McCaffrey number one, remember?
You were right.
Yeah, he stays hurt.
Listen, I picked Darnold up. I don't know that I can start him yet. And the Lions have a game against the Cardinals, straight shootout city out there in the desert.
Yo, Greenberg, how much money are you getting from JP if his team wins? I mean, because he constantly asks you questions all the time about how to build his team.
Friendship is my reward, B. Mitch.
Greenberg, if I win a title in either of my fantasy leagues, I could send you a $25 gift card to Five Guys. Or you and I
don't
go
need
out.
Any reward but can, your
don't say
friendship.
That, man.
We could drink beers after a Caps game. How about that?
All I need is friendship and retweet my YouTube video that's going to be coming out later on parlays.
Done. Parlays are dumb. Don't do them. That's the truth.
That's right. That's the gist of it.
Greenberg, thank you, dude. Always appreciate having you.
All right. Love you guys.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
That's our boy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow at N Greenberg. Nobody go anywhere. Just getting warmed up.